Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago, or you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Herschel French from Wilmore, Kentucky.
Hey, Herschel, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine. Now, where is Wilmore exactly?
It's about 10 minutes southwest of Lexington.
Okay, have you been having those terrible ice storms? Is that where you live?
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow, and how are you enjoying that?
It was great. It was great. We got to go ice skating on the roads. And
that's fun, so. Particularly when you're doing it in your car.
It's a good commute.
Well, welcome to the show, Herschel. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle, once again, will recreate three quotations from the week's news. Your job, correctly identify or explain just two of them. Do that. Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Your first quote is from a swearing-in ceremony that happened earlier this week.
And finally, I'd like to thank my husband. I'm so grateful to him for a lifetime of all kinds of experiences.
That was a woman proving she's now at a place in her life where she can laugh at some of the experiences she endured thanks to her husband. Who?
Hillary Clinton.
Yes. Even on a poor quality YouTube video of the swearing-in ceremony at the State Department, you could see Bill Clinton's face turn beet red as Hillary Clinton thanked him for everything, absolutely everything.
Yipers.
As she took the oath to become Secretary of State, he can be seen to, in the video, once again mouth some words in the direction of his wife. We're not sure if it was, I love you, or I'll get you. The ceremony also featured a great moment courtesy of Joe Biden. He had, of course, had mocked Justice Roberts for screwing up the oath of office for President Obama. This week it was Biden's turn. He administered the oath to Secretary Clinton. He showed off his notes to all assembled, and then, to coin a word we'll be using a lot of, he Bidened it up.
Oh.
Did he
really?
We're going
to love him.
I think so.
Oh, well, you know, at least, you know, on some level we were spared Hillary doing that at the inauguration.
That's true.
Because it would have been bigger.
That's true.
It would have been a bigger, grander gesture at the inauguration if she'd won.
I think if she had won, she would have immediately ordered his arrest.
Yes.
At long last. That may be why she ran. All right. Here's your next quote.
I'm disappointed to see the casual, laissez-faire, short sleeves, no shirt and tie, no jacket kind of locker room experience that seems to be taking place there.
That was Andy Card, a former aide to President Bush, talking to radio host Michael Medved about what he thinks is an informal locker room atmosphere. Where?
The Oval Office.
Yes. Former White House Chief of Staff Andy Card. He is offended by President Obama turning the Oval Office into a dude's paradise. He was reacting to photos of Obama sitting at the Resolute desk there in the Oval Office in his shirt sleeves and tie, no jacket. Here's Card talking to Inside Edition, quote, the Oval Office symbolizes the Constitution, the hopes and dreams, and I'm going to say democracy, unquote. Of course, during the Bush years, there was a strict dress code. Jackets and ties were required at all times in the Oval Office, even for a casual Sunday morning waterboarding session. Clinton, of course, more liberal, you could take off your jacket, and at all times, pants were optional.
Yeah, what happened to the good old days when in the White House you dressed like you were at a cocktail party and governed like it, too?
Very good. Here's your last quote.
I engaged in behavior which was regrettable and demonstrated bad judgment. I'm 23 years old, and despite the successes I've had in the pool, I acted in a youthful and inappropriate way.
That was someone making a public and lengthy apology after some private photos of him enjoying a bong were published in a British tabloid. Who?
That would be 14-time gold medalist Michael Phelps.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
So, a 23-year-old kid who's enjoying himself for the first time after a decade of intensely hard training and discipline takes a hit off a bong and the world goes berserk. Now, a lot of people feel that the reaction to this photo being published is overwrought, especially the threat from police in South Carolina to prosecute him. We disagree, though. This is a big deal. First of all, with his lung capacity, that man could bogart the entire island of Maui. All right?
He is likely still high.
He is crazy. Secondly, what kind of message is this sending to our youth? We want Phelps to go back to the clean-cut American way he was celebrating before this incident, namely gambling in Vegas, getting drunk in gentlemen's clubs, and dating a stripper. USA! You know, I'm sorry, you know how I think he should have responded? Michael Phelps, do you apologize? He should have said, I'm sorry, what did you ask me? I think that would have been a better response.
Totally, dude!
Carl, how did Herschel do in our quiz?
Herschel, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done. Thank you, Herschel.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.